A woodpecker tap-tap-taps on a pine tree just below the summit of Mount Mitchell. It's a sunny spring day. The temperature is 46 degrees, about 10 degrees cooler than nearby Burnsville. With the park now open after winter, Superintendent Brian Wilder says visitors are flocking here.
I think it's just the natural beauty, the height of the mountains. On a clear day, typically if you look out, I mean, the views, you can see the skyline of Charlotte, actually. It has to be a clear day with very low haze, but you can see the skyline of Charlotte. I think people just enjoy being out in nature, hiking, picnicking, whatever.
It's named for Elisha Mitchell, a geologist, explorer, and Presbyterian minister. In the 1830s, his measurements proved that the 6,684-foot peak was the highest in the east, surpassing Grandfather Mountain 60 miles northeast. Questions about the height persisted, though, and it was on a return expedition in 1857 that Mitchell fell to his death from a waterfall. If you visit the summit today, you'll find his grave. By the early 1900s, timber operators had moved in. Citizens called for preservation. One of the strongest voices was then-Governor Locke Craig. He was motivated to act after he was invited to dedicate a new timber railroad. State Parks Director Mike Murphy tells the story.
He got there and he looks around and he sees all of the downed trees. So he started off there with the intent of congratulating the company on building this magnificent railroad. He looks around and goes, "Oh, I've made a terrible mistake."
Logging was within 1,500 feet of the summit. Craig returned to Raleigh and helped pass a law making Mount Mitchell a state park in 1916. The first 795 acres cost $20,000. Today, it's nearly 2,000 acres. In the 1930s, the federal government built the Blue Ridge Parkway, and the visits have grown ever since. The same motivations that created Mount Mitchell State Park pushed North Carolina to expand the park system over the past century. It now includes 75 sites, with more than 230,000 acres from the mountains to the beach, Murphy says.
We have 35 state parks, 4 state recreation areas, 20 state natural areas, 7 state lakes, 5 state trails, and 4 state rivers.
Last year, state parks logged a record 17.3 million visitors, up 11% from the year before. A half dozen parks had more than a million. Jordan Lake near Raleigh topped the list with 1.6 million visits. Murphy says the state park system faces a couple of challenges. The first is boosting visits to out-of-the-way parks.
You can see the wonders that we have there because they all have them. There's a reason why we have every single state park. There's something unique and interesting there.
The state hopes to do that with more special events, from festivals to foot races, and through marketing. The other challenge will be maintaining, improving, and expanding the system, even as urbanization alters some parks and makes new parkland harder to come by. Murphy's department will have an extra $75 million for upgrades, thanks to the Connect NC bonds, which voters approved in March. The Charlotte region will get about $135 million for improvements at Crowder's Mountain, Lake Norman, and Morrow Mountain State Parks. At Mount Mitchell, there's also talk of expansion. A nonprofit group called the Conservation Fund owns a few thousand acres around the park. It's negotiating to make 2 nearby peaks and other mountainside land part of the state park. The peak draws people from around the country. Mavis Kim and her family were visiting on a recent weekday from Chicago during her boys' spring break. They had been thinking about a trip to Orlando.
You know, it's crowded there, and I just wanted to go somewhere peaceful where I could see some mountains. So I just looked at Mount Mitchell, saw it was the highest point east of the Mississippi, so we had to come see it.
Sometimes a park just sells itself. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax at Mount Mitchell State Park.